Hare Krishna, you are all welcome at our Sri Krishna Balaram Temple on Magh Purnima, most auspicious day for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastime of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So we are starting with the Srimad Bhagavatam verse. The verse is on the board. 10th canto, chapter number 5. The chapter is entitled The Meeting of the Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. But the first 18 verses is called Nanda Utsav. Nanda Utsav is a celebration by Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajavasis on the auspicious appearance day of Sri Krishna. And today is by arrangement of Krishna Balaram, there is appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, and he also celebrated the appearance day of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. First time after 50 years, almost 50 years I hope, after the aprakat leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he celebrated first time Gaur Purnima. What is called Kheturi festival. So we have two festivals today. Nandutsav festival and Kheturi festival of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So this is a wonderful day in one way. The appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu as well as appearance of Sri Krishna are simultaneously celebrated. One is celebrated by Nanda Maharaj and one celebrated by Narottam. Who is Narottam? Nara means human, Uttam means the best. The best among the human beings. And what is the opposite word for Narottam? Naradham. Naradham. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Naradhama are 99.9%. on the planet. So Narottam is very rare. And if you follow the Narottam, if we follow the Narottam, then we will get the mercy of Nanda, that is Ananda. And that Ananda is Sri Krishna. Because Sri Krishna is Ananda Kanda. And that Ananda is only available in the marketplace by the mercy of Nityananda. He has this shop of Harinam. And which Narottam Das has sung very nicely, Golokera Prema Dhana Harinam Sankirtana. So this is a wonderful Sangam. Sangam means meeting of the two pastimes together. So first we are reading the verse from the Nanda Utsav, verse number 14 of chapter 5 of 10th canto. This is the extraordinary, the word is Harshta. Harshta means jubilation. And who are jubilant there? Gopaha parasparam hrishta. Dadhi kheera ghrtambhobhi. Asinchanto vilampanto. Navanitaischa chikishpo Gopa parasparam hrishta Dadhi kheera ghrtambo bhi Asinchanto vipalanto Navanitascha chikishpo गोपाः परस्परं हृष्टा दधि क्षीरः घृताम्बो आसिञ्चन्तो विलिम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिकिष्पः गोपाः परं परहृष्टाः दधे क्षीरा घृताम्बो भे आयन्तो विपिलन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिकिष्पः गोपाः परस्परं हृष्ट्वा दधि क्षीरः घृताम्बोभिः आसिञ्चन्तो विलम्पन्तो नवनीतैश्च चिकिष्पः वनमाताजी गोपाः परस्परं हृष्ट्वा दधि क्षीरः घृताम्बोभिः तो विपलं तो चिकिष्पः माताजी हरे कृष्ण गोपाः परस्परं हृष्टाः हरे कृष्णा गोपाह द काउहर्ड मैन परस्परम ऑन वन अनदर हृष्टा बीइंग सो प्लीज्ड दधि द कर्ड क्षीरा द कंडेंस मिल्क घृत अंबोभि with water mixed with the butter asi chantah sprinkling vilampantah smearing navanitahi cha and with butter chikishpoh they threw on one another. Srila Prabhupada's translation, in gladness, the cowherd men enjoyed the great festival by splashing one another's bodies with a mixture of the curd, condensed milk, butter and water. They threw butter on one another and smeared it on one another's bodies. Srila Prabhupada's purport is glorifying the cowherd community and their opulence and richness. So what is this utsav is like that? Girtambu. Girta means clarified butter or ghee. Ambu means water. Equal amount of these two mixed with dadhi, which means curd, and with kheer means milk, and they make a mixture. That is a special mixture they make. It's called girtambu, and this is called dahi kando utsav. In a Brij bhasha, they call dahi kando utsav. So what they do, you can only realize this in a modern day birthday celebration. The people take piece of cake and smear on the face of their dears, right? So this is actually the imitation of the Nandutsav. Because they were smearing the butter on everybody's face, not this cake. So this is you can imagine what they were doing. No, don't think that they were doing something extra. What you are doing now, in a miniature, they were doing in a grand scale. This is described by our acharyas. This festival starts when from Raval, the mother of Radha Rani, Kirtida, brings a full earthen pot of Dhritambu on her head, along with Vrishbhanu Maharaj and all the gopas. Then when they reach to the Gokul, where this celebration is taking place, at that time the Gopa will call Nanda Baba, now you start this festival. So Nanda Baba take his stick, cowarding stick, and he break that part, and then whole Girthambu and everything, that's, and then everybody start throwing. And then when he start throwing and smearing on one another, then the courtyard of Nanda Baba become a Kheer Sagar, the ocean of milk. Now, the Purnamasi and other elderly gopis tell Nanda Baba, today is the day for you. Please dance. So they bring the Nanda Baba in the middle of the milk ocean. And they put a big turban around his waist, and half one side the Raval, the gopas of the Raval, and other side the gopas of the Gokul, like Barsan and Nandgaon. And they pull on there, and Nanda Baba is like now Mandrachal mountain in the milk ocean. But the difference is this: when milk ocean was churned, the halahal poison came out. But when this milk ocean is churned by Nanda Baba, Jata Ahlado, this is the first verse. Ahlad means happiness. Ahlad means bliss appeared first by this churning. And that churning was with the mountain, which is a matter. But here the churning is by Nanda. So this is, I think Kavi Karanpur have described like that, this Nandutsav. That there is a big milk festival, churning is going on at the courtyard of Nanda Baba. They said there was two elderly gopi of the age of maybe Dwapar Yuga 100 years, which means 990 years, something like that. Because Dwapar Yuga the age is more. She has no teeth. She was standing and with an open mouth she was saying, I have seen the birth celebration of Nanda Baba, but this is unprecedented. Nothing I saw. She had a mouth open like that, and some gopa threw a nice butter directly into the mouth. Ah, she said, good. This is the wonderful birthday. Everybody get full butter. So this gopi, somehow this elderly gopi had a deep desire that when Krishna will come on my lap. And Nanda Baba, for one Krishna, for his protection, was giving up the Gokul and was traveling towards this Chhattikra, Vrindavan. So on the way, Krishna was sitting with on the bullock cart with Mother Yashoda. And there was Balaram and Rohini Mata. And he started crying. And he was not stopping at all. Everybody was stopped. Why you are crying? Gopis got him. And he was asking, who is that? Is a cow? Who? What is that? Bull? What is their relation? Oh, husband and wife? What is that? Deer? Or she deer? Or he deer? Husband and wife? Then Krishna started crying. He said, well, everybody has a husband and wife. Where is my wife? I say, baby Krishna, 3 years old. Where is my wife? And now gopis were laughing. He said, oh, anyway, you put hand on anybody's head and that is your wife. Krishna, he went to this elderly gopi of 999 years. And he just sat on the lap of that gopi. And all gopis saying, why you selected this old gopi as your would-be wife? He said, we have a similarity. I have no teeth, she has no teeth. Good. So this is the wonderful pastime of Krishna with the gopas. This is not ordinary pastimes. They are only in Vrindavan. Nowhere else you can hear this. So and the acharya write that milk and the curd and the butter, it was now from the Gokul going to the Yamuna. And Yamuna become like a milk river. All the way up till Prayagraj, there was only milk, milk and milk. How much milk was there in Brij? 900,000 cows. Only Nanda Baba. Others have also the unlimited cows. So this Utsav, how wonderful was this Utsav? And Srila Prabhupada writes, from this statement we can understand that 5,000 years ago, not only was there enough milk. Is there enough milk now? Not at all. Not enough milk. Abundance of milk. It's called, the rivers of the milk were flowing in the Doodh ki nadiyan behti thi is desh mein. Doodh ki nadiyan behti thi is desh mein. The meaning is, the rivers of the milk were flowing in this Bharatvarsh. What happened to that? Doodh mein pad gai patti kali om jai chai ki pyali. This tea bag entered into the river of milk and everything has become black. Things are completely, milk is completely consumed by this rascal tea. And one great Vaidya means doctor, he said this tea in Bharatvarsh has destroyed brahmacharya number one, number two, sleep of the young generation. They are not able to sleep before 1 o'clock in night. And three, hunger. They eat on the street something, junk food, but they never eat at home. Three biggest damage done by this tree to the modern youth of Bharatvarsh and of the whole world. What are these three? Remember these three. And be aware of this witch, what is called tea. Tea. And then remember Srila Prabhupada, tea or me. This was Prabhupada's slogan, tea or me. You take me, he told to his own wife, you select me or tea. One of the two. So, Srila Prabhupada is writing, butter and curd to eat, drink and cook. But there was enough, not only there was enough milk, butter and curd to eat, drink and cook, but when there was a festival, it would be thrown about without restriction. Thrown about without restriction. And what do you think will be the result of this throwing? One word here. Chikishpu, I think, Chikishpu has a wonderful meaning. The lightweight person like me and elderly on the butter they were slipping and falling down. Because if you have a butter here spread, what will the result? And then you are playing there. So somebody was falling into the milk ocean. So this is this festival, you cannot imagine what is happening there. When you are falling, then you are getting something. What you are getting? And in a Khethuri festival, Janva Mataji started, after the installation of the deities, six set of deities, she started the red color gulal, and they were putting gulal on everybody and putting gulal on everybody's cheeks. This was in a Khethuri festival of Narottam Das Thakur. So Srila Prabhupada is like, there was more than enough of all these things. This is the yardstick of a civilization. Anyway, we are here, maybe whatever, 50, 100 people. Anybody can raise hand and tell, I have 10 kilo of cow ghee in my hand, in my home. 1 kilo, okay. No. No, 1 kilo ghee. You have 5 kilo milk of your own? No. Buying half kilo milk? No milk, no ghee. No milk, no ghee. Then how can you see? No milk, no ghee, how can you see? Krishna Balaram. Because they need milk and they need butter every day. Bring butter, bring butter. And you don't have a butter. Then only left thing for us is gutter. No butter, then only gutter. Keep cows, keep cows, keep cows. Not at home, no problem. We have a gaushala, this is a hostel of the cows. Keep your cow like your child in a school. Cow is mother. Now mothers are rotting in the street. Anybody whose mother is rotting on the street, will he be happy? So we are the children of the, one of the mother is cow and nobody is taking care of cows. The whole world is in chaos. This is our Narasingha Chaitanya in America was taking care of the cows. And he has ghee which was distributed, and the butter and the chunk of the butter of 20 kg were outside because it was too cold. It was like a salt bag outside. And he used to make ghee. And he was sitting on a festival day here. That festival day was just before our Nityanand Tirudasi. Which festival was before that? Advaita Acharya. He was eating and then he was practically crying. Where is ghee? How can we have a ghee for cooking? He was telling me, because this was the early days of ISKCON, everything was cooked in butter. Everything was cooked in butter and cream. Nothing like oil at all. He was saying, how can we arrange this ghee? Oh, this is the feeling of a genuine devotee. From where we get all this? He was asking, how can we arrange this? So how can we do this? Think of that. It's most important. How can we offer to the Supreme Lord something cooked in a refined oil? Will Krishna accept that? If it is out of love, is all right. We don't have love either. So this is something really what Prabhupada is, when he's writing this, he was really feeling the pain, because the modern civilization is slaughtering the cows. There was no limit to how extensively milk, butter and curd and other such products were used in human society. Everyone had an ample stock of milk, and by using it in many varied milk preparations, people would keep good health good health. In a natural way, and they thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. No cow, no land, no Krishna Balaram. Because our Balaram is with Plo, Acharya of agriculture. And Krishna, with a cow herding stick and a flute, is Acharya of cow protection. If you don't have cow and land, then you will never have Krishna Balaram. Yes. If you are connected with cows and land, then you are connected with Krishna Balaram. If you want your life to be green, evergreen, then tell me how you can make a green color. How the green color is made? Tell me how the green color is made, Prabhu. Which two color you have to mix to make the green color? Blue and yellow. What is the color of Radharani? And what is the color of Krishna? If you have Radha Krishna in your life, then you are green, otherwise you are black. Yes. So here we end the Bhagavatam portion. Today we have another topic to discuss. Shri Narottam Das Thakur Mahoshya. How important is this personality, group of three Prabhus, as the first book distribution Sankirtan party of Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is the first Sankirtan party of Gaudiya Vaishnava. And the Radha Damodar is Sankirtan deity. Like we have three set of deities we know. Sambandha deity is Radha, Madan Mohan. Abhidhe deity is Govindev. And Priyojan is? But where is Sankirtan deity? Sankirtan deity is Damodar. Radha Damodar is Sankirtan deity. Because Sri Jiva Goswami here was teaching. And all the books of the Goswamis from here started towards Bengal. By Narottam Das and Shyamananda and Srinivas. And they are the first Sankirtan party. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement of holy name is started by Mahaprabhu himself. But his book distribution, Srila Prabhupada said Sankirtan is twofold. Holy name and book distribution. He said double Sankirtan. So this second part of Sankirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mission was inaugurated under the leadership of Srila Jiva Goswami by these three Prabhu, and Narottam is one of the leading. So this is the first important thing about Narottam for us and in our life. Second thing about Narottam Das Thakur for us Gaudiya Vaishnava is his two books. One is Prarthana and other is Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was having always this one book, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And by this one book, his devotion was so rich and profound, the learned scholar of the time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, begging him for initiation. He was illiterate. Only one this book of Narottam Das Thakur. Somebody asked, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, how can I get Krishna Prem? He said, worth 20 paisa at that time, something like that. 5 anna. See, how is that? Go and buy these two books from Narottam Das Thakur, you will get Krishna Prem. So this is another Sankirtan movement of preaching the books. Buy two books and you become Krishna conscious. But more than that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Nityananda and his associates, he was traveling in Bengal, the present day Bangladesh. And then when they were near the river Padma, all of a sudden Mahaprabhu started shouting, Narottam! 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 Everybody was surprised what he is doing. Mahaprabhu is ecstatically calling somebody's name. They understood there must be some person by name Narottam, which Mahaprabhu is expecting to appear. And then Mahaprabhu entered into the Padma river. And river overflowed out because of the love of God. So the river became jubilant and came out. Nityananda, everybody was surprised. What is this, Mahaprabhu? I am depositing the love of Krishna in this river. And Nityananda Mahaprabhu, you have to remind Narottam when he appears. When he comes and bathes in this river, he will get Krishna Prem. So Mahaprabhu deposited Krishna Prem for Narottam Das Thakur in Padma River. And Narottam Das Thakur was son of the Gopalpur's king Krishna Dutt. King Krishna Dutt, he was the ruler of that state, Gopalpur. And his mother's name is Narayani. When they had this wonderful child, today is the day, Purnima of Magh. And they have this all, and there was one elder brother of Krishna Dutt, Purushottam Dutt. And they had a big festival for appearance of Narottam also, because they were king. They gave Brahmins charity, cows and everything. Narottam was having all the symptoms of a Mahapurush. One symptom is eyes elongated like a lotus petal. Limbs elongated to the knee. Ajano lambita bhujo. Ajano. Jano means knee. Ajano. Lambit means long. Bhujo means arm. The arm which is touching the knee when you are standing. Anybody has this? When you stand, your arm can reach to the knee. This is a Mahapurush. And the astrologer said either he will be the worst, best king or wonderful sadhu. He has two options. And when he was young, he was not interested in worldly education. He was put in a school and he was called Shurtidhar. Shurtidhar means hearing and remembering. He learned Sanskrit and everything. But then he heard about Gaur Nithai. And his mind was thinking of Gaur Nithai. How can I go to Vrindavan? How can I get mercy of Gaur Nithai? Nithai Gaur, Nithai Gaur. In a dream, Narottam Das Thakur saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one dream. And the other dream, Nityananda told him, go and take bath in Padmavati. And when he took bath, the river overflowed and river appeared as a person and delivered the love of God to Narottam Das. Now Narottam is intoxicated with the love of God. He wanted to run away from home. He's a lifelong celibate. He wanted to run away from home. But his father is... He's a king. He kept this strict security and guards. One day his father and uncle were called by the king or the the ruler of that time there. So they have to go there. Narottam got the best opportunity to run away. And he sneaked. And he sneaked and he walked all the way to Vrindavan. Walked all the way to Vrindavan. We are not walking from half a kilometer. We need rickshaw and cycle. Walking from Gopalpur, Bangladesh to Vrindavan. And not having any arrangement, any cowherd give him milk, he is satisfied. Walk, take some milk, go. It is for Raghunath Das Goswami, somebody has written similarly, that his body was fasting, but soul was feasting. Body was fasting, soul was feasting. No food, no problem. But Vrindavan is a big feast. And he arrived here and received by the Goswamis. And then he accepted Loknath Goswami as his master. Because Loknath Goswami was sent by Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan even before Rupa and Sanatan. And he has, Loknath Goswami has his bhajan kutir in Khairagram. Khairagram, where, why the name is Khaira, anybody can tell? Bakasur, Khairo, Khairo means eating, eating. Bakasur. Bakasur was delivered by Krishna at that place called Khadirvan. There is a wonderful place of bhajan of Loknath Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur, though he was taking Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is another wonderful thing. He was taking education of the Goswami literature from Srila Jiva Goswami. But he was asked to go and take initiation from Loknath Goswami. And Mahaprabhu told Loknath Goswami, though you have a vow not to accept any disciple, but there is a one Narottam, uncomparable, and he will be the king of the kirtan. The Narottam's kirtan is wonderful. Kirtan is called Narottam kirtan, is a special name. Shai, some Shai after that. Some Shai word is there. I can open it, but there's less time now. So Loknath said, no, I will not accept any disciple. Who are you? Say, I am your servant. I have come to serve you, Ma. Say, no. But he was doing some service everybody knows. He was cleaning the place where Loknath used to answer the call of nature. For 1 year, keeping water pot, everything clean there. And Loknath was completely immersed in Krishna, Radha, Krishna, Chaitanya. He was not noticing how everything is. One day he said, who is keeping water here? Who is keeping this place clean? And he was looking and he found Narottam doing this. Then, in a month of Shravan somewhere, he accepted Narottam as his disciple. So Loknath has only one disciple, Narottam. So anybody who wants to be really Narottam, then he has to accept. Loknath means Krishna. He accept the Krishna, a represent. Now Narottam Das Thakur is understanding here. In a night, Radharani came in his dream. He said, this Champaklata Gopi her services boil milk for our dear Krishna. And you are assistant to that gopi. So he realized his swarup as a manjari. And he was boiling milk in his siddha deh, in his swarup. And one day he thought the milk is too hot. So he put a finger and finger burned. There was no milk. He was thinking of milk. He was always covering his hand like this. Jiva Goswami asked, what is this? Say, this is the seva I was doing. Mental meditation seva. This is called rag anuga sadhan. In siddha deh, meditate. And then he said, I got my hand burned by boiling milk. Now to cut short, Jiva Goswami, they wanted to stand. At that time, Srinivas Acharya came. He became a student of Jiva Goswami. And he was asked to take initiation from Gopal Bhatt, a Bhagavata Acharya. The beauty of these, how much love they have one another among themselves. And then comes Shyamananda, who was already initiated by Hridaya Chaitanya. And one day Jiva Goswami said, now you have to take these books. Go to the Bengal and Odisha, preach. And they, Janam Sarthak Kari, they have perfected their life. Now they are going for Parupkar, for preaching. And then they lost their books in the middle. Birampur, where the king was decoyed, he stole these books. I'm not going in this story. But Srinivas stayed behind. He said, I will find out how to get it. Narottam went to the Kheturi. When he reached there, his uncle's son, Santosh, was the king. Santosh Dutt was king. They came to receive him. His father already left. His uncle already left. So when the whole Gopalpur people, they saw Narottam, they were jubilant. They received him. And Santosh took initiation from Narottam. Then they organized the festival of Kheturi. And Santosh wanted to build a temple, and Narottam gave him instruction and order, and then there was a wonderful temple built. Then deities, how the one set of deity came, Vishnu Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a one Brahman's house in Gopalpur. It was a poor Brahman, having some paddy, rice paddy store and some paddy. Narottam went to his home. Brahman was surprised. He said, we received Narottam. Narottam is a Datta. Datta, son of Datta. And Datta was considered like Kaist family, which is like Shudra. But the Brahman was respectful. But Brahman was fearful. He said, what is your fear? He said, this is a paddy, my godown of paddy. I cannot go inside. There's a snake. I am afraid. Narottam smiled. He opened. And snake disappeared. Narottam went inside. And when he came out, he has Gauranga Prabhu and Vishnu Priya. The snake was protecting the deities. So these deities he installed along with the other, they're all together six set of the deities. And that festival, the invitation went to the Shamanand in Odisha, to Srinivas Thakur, to Jahanava Mataji, to the Advaita Acharya's son, Achyutananda's son. And there's a list of all the Vaishnavas. They all came. And the arrangement for everybody, there was a servant. For when they received, when they came, they got garland, they got the sandalwood paste, and then they were given each quarter and a servant to take care, because king was making this arrangement. And then when the festival day came and the kirtan started, in that kirtan, when the Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas, this whole presiding for the inauguration and the installation of deity was done by Srinivas. He was the chief priest, like, not priest, but the acharya for installation. And Narottam was started singing kirtan. In that kirtan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu with all his associate appeared. Nityanand Prabhu appeared. Just think how jubilant would be at that time Janma Mataji and Veer Chandra. Advaita Acharya appeared and Achyutanand was jubilant, and all these associate along with the associate of Mahaprabhu himself appeared with Nityanand. This kirtan was going all night. Mangalarti, everybody took bath in Padma River, and that was big feast for everybody. The next day everybody was asked to cook and in their own place and bring the bhoga for the deities. And third day was the another festival of kirtan, and then when everybody was going, Santosh Dutt was crying and giving them golden coins, cloths and pots. This is how to see off the Vaishnava, giving them some dakshana and everything. And then I'm telling one story and finishing. Today time is over. Is it okay? We can have one story. Yes. Nearby school, Narottam and our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam, they were near the river. Two Brahmins, boys, young, Harinam and some Ramakrishna. They were taking a herd of goats and sheep. Somehow they saw Narottam, he was so attractive. They offered obeisance. They said, "We are son of Brahman and we are going and getting these goats to be sacrificed in front of Mother Durga. Our father, Shivananda Acharya, has asked us to bring this." And Narottam told them, "Well, this sacrifice which is for the Mother Durga in the Veda is in mode of passion and ignorance, and you all will go to hell." And they both immediately took bath in Padma River, and next day they shaved their heads. This is typical ISKCON style. One day they used to come in the temple, next day they have to shave head. This was the early days ISKCON. So the two got their head shaved, put tilak. And here is an interesting thing. Harinam was initiated by Kaviraj Goswami, Ramchandra Kaviraj. And Ramakrishna was initiated by Narottam. This is the beauty of the friendship of the Vaishnavas. Now, what, you initiate this? No, not me. And they did like that. Boys stood there for some time. Father was running. So he took the brothers, the both brothers defeated the father in argument. Said, "No animal killing and sacrifice." He brought some other Brahmins. They all were defeated. And in the night, Durga appeared to the Shivananda. "Acharya Shivananda, you are offending Vaishnava. No way. I am only happy what your sons are doing. You go and take shelter of Narottam." Now this news spread everywhere. Narottam is initiating Brahmins. So the smart Brahmin, they went to the king Narsingh and told him that Narottam, a caste, a Shudra, is initiating Brahmin. If this will continue, then whole culture will be destroyed. So what can I do? How can I help? Say, "We should go and defeat him. We'll take the conqueror Digvijay, Pandit Rup Narayan, and we'll take all Brahmins. Go and defeat Narottam." King said, I will go with you. They started. This news reached to the Narottam, Ganga Narayan. Ganga Narayan was a Brahmin. He took initiation from Narottam. And then he learned the Vaishnava Goswami literature. Now when Ganga Narayan heard this, he told Kaviraj, Ramchandra, what can we do? Both immediately came just a village before Gopalpur. And that was a village which was, there was a marketplace. They got the two shop. One had the earthen pot shop and other has a pawn shop. Kaviraj has the earthen pot shop and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti has a pawn shop. And this whole entourage along with the King Narsingh and the Rup Narayan Chakravarti and all, they, but Digvijay, they reached there. The morning they wanted pot for cooking. They went and talked with Ramchandra Kaviraj and he started talking in Sanskrit. And they were talking and talking, and then they went to the Panwala, they were talking and they all were defeated. The other Brahmins came, they were defeated. Ultimately Rup Narayan came. And these two defeated Rup Narayan, and then Narsingh King said, when you are defeated, then he found who are these pot seller and pawn seller. Oh, they are disciple of Narottam. He said, you are not able to defeat the disciple of Narottam. How can you go and face Narottam? They all, with the head down, returned from there. But in the night, Durga Devi appeared again to the King Narsingh and Rup Narayan. He said, go back, go to the Narottam Das. Take his shelter. And they both went. Narottam Das, with Vaishnava attitude, received them, give them honor and all respect. And they took initiation from Narottam Das. And how he left from this world? He went to the Padma River, same. He asked this Ganga Narayan all. At that time, what he heard actually, that Kaviraj, Ramchandra Kaviraj came in Vrindavan, he left. Then the other friend, Srinivas, left to the eternal pastime. He was crying. And then he composed this song, Jani Lo Prema. And after finishing this song, he entered into the river and called his disciple to chant holy name. And from Ganga Narayan Adar, they were chanting from both sides. Then they said, he said, put on me water. And then they started putting water. Then his body dissolved in the river. And then the Brahmins again came. Smart Brahmin came. He was not Brahmin. He was initiating Brahmins at that time. Narottam Das body came out of the water and sacred thread appeared on his body. Everybody saw that. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur has wonderful songs which are the essence of the teaching of the Goswamis, which is in Sanskrit. But these songs are in a simple Bengali language. If you get these two books, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, and you read every day, you will get Krishna Prem, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? I think time is already more. Shri Narottam Das Thakur Mahoshya Ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapur.